Ani, and welcome to Bombsida, an Aboriginal news magazine program that features news, current affairs, a focus on community and culture, spotlights on entertainment and great tunes, and every flavor from Aboriginal artists. I'm your host, Jennifer Ashwasage. This week, Bombsida is digging into the vaults and bringing you some tunes from throughout the country, from inspirational music to traditional music to kick-up-your-heels rock and soul-filled blues. We'll hear the likes of pop sensation Inez, rocker Derek Miller, the latest from Don Amaro, and Métis fiddle player Sierra Noble, and more. But before we let our hair down, let's get to the news. Here's your national Aboriginal news. Critics are accusing the Harper government of stalling on its promise to endorse the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. In 2007, Canada was one of four countries of 140 that voted no on the declaration, claiming the document was too broad. Just after the Winter Olympics, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said he would endorse the document. And an Indian Affairs spokesperson recently told the Vancouver Sun, Canada's initial concerns continue to exist and the document is overly broad in its treatment of issues, including lands, self-government, and an Aboriginal possible veto over any legislative matter or administrative matter, even where such matters concern the broader population. Harper did not give a timeline on when his government will sign the declaration, however, said it would be done in a timely manner. Of the countries that originally refused to sign the declaration, New Zealand and Russia have since moved to endorse the declaration. The U.S. and Canada are the remaining countries that have yet to move on the declaration, and the U.S. said last week that it's reviewing its position. The Aboriginal Energy Partnership Program is a new program in Ontario. The program is to provide knowledge and support to help communities build new energy projects in the province. The program, administered by the Ontario Power Authority, is divided into three components: the Aboriginal Renewable Energy Fund, the Aboriginal Renewable Energy Network, and Aboriginal Community Energy Plans. The network component is a web-based tool that provides information about the province's electricity system, types of renewable energy resources and technology, FIT and microfit programs. Qualified Aboriginal projects are also eligible for a maximum of $500,000 under the Aboriginal Renewable Energy Fund. The ongoing evolution of the AEPP will be guided by advice and guidance from the Aboriginal Advisory Committee, which is comprised of eight members nominated by the First Nation Political Territorial Organizations, the Métis Nation of Ontario, and the OPA. Meanwhile, in BC, three organizations have united to create the BC First Nations Equity Fund Limited Partnership. The fund will offer equity loans to BC First Nations so they may participate as owners or partners in commercially viable energy projects. Each organization contributed $1.66 million in seed money to create the $5 million fund. At the start, the fund will focus on alternative energy investments such as small hydro run-of-the-river projects. The loans will assist the community to become independent power producers. The fund is Aboriginal controlled and managed and will begin to roll out in May. The Taxpayers Federation is outraged at the salaries of some First Nation chiefs and councillors in Manitoba. According to the Taxpayers Federation, several Prairie First Nation Band Council chiefs and leaders in Ottawa are drawing large tax-free salaries from the small number of residents living on their reserves. The CTF reports that the First Nation chief and band council salaries are comparable to that of the provincial premier. The CTF also reports that the average person on the reserve makes about $20,000, yet band council members make taxable salaries equivalent to $106,000 to $144,000. And that's just not right, said the CTF's Prairie Director, Colin Craig. He says it's another case of a chief and council on reserve filling their pockets while their people suffer. The first step to fixing the problem is for the federal government to place all band council salaries on its website for all to see. The Northeast Native Advancing Society has received a cash injection from the federal government in BC. The organization received $100,000 for its project Elder Abuse Awareness. The project will focus on reducing elder abuse incidents by developing support networks that will link 10 Aboriginal communities in the northern part of the province. BC Premier Gordon Campbell is calling for immediate action to address poor living conditions on First Nations in the province. The premier was responding to a series of articles by the Times columnist. He blames historical policies and calls for all levels of government to work with First Nations to address the issues. Campbell told the Times columnist, federal, provincial, and Aboriginal leaders can no longer wait to negotiate and settle every issue before tackling specific problems. The newspaper series examined government policies, shoddy construction, poor oversight, and neglect that have saddled many First Nations with overcrowded, decrepit homes. First Nation leaders, housing experts, politicians, and reserve residents outlined possible solutions to the plaguing problem of poor housing. Some of those solutions included independent housing committees, home maintenance classes, contractor accountability measures, and more involvement from all levels of government to deal with water and sewage treatment. Two First Nations in Alberta lost their appeal on water rights. The Alberta government had approved a water management plan for the South Saskatchewan River Basin in 2006. The two communities bordering southwest Calgary, Tsutsina and Samson Cree First Nations, argued they weren't properly consulted. Justice Cliff O'Brien, however, wrote in a 34-page decision that the province did take appropriate steps to consult. The judge also noted that the appeal was not to determine appellants' water rights and said those issues are being presented before the Court of Queen's Bench in a different matter launched by the two First Nations. And a funeral home in Regina has extended its services to integrate Aboriginal spirituality into modern funerals. Lee's Funeral Home hopes to make it easier for urban Aboriginal people to have access to culturally appropriate services. The funeral home will have star quilt blankets, ribbon shirts, and sweetgrass available. And that's your National Aboriginal News. Touching piece by Sierra Noble. That was Grandma Blanche from her album Spirit of the Strings. That tune was written for her great-grandma, who Sierra says was an amazingly talented knitter, world-class pie maker, and the most caring, humorous woman that she has ever known. Sierra wrote that song in July 2001 at Emma Lake Fiddle Camp, where she got a call from her sister to say that their nanny had just died in an apartment fire. Now let's raise the spirits a little with something from Don Amaro. He's a singer-songwriter from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The artist grew up with both his parents instilling in him a musical passion. Both were talented musicians. His father is a bluegrass country guitar player and his mom a beautiful singer. Don says both of his parents had the ability to take their talents to the next level, but because of life circumstances, they were never able to do so. Here's a song dedicated to his parents, and the cut is from Don Amaro's latest CD, Deepening. Here's Mom and Dad.
Daddy worked hard, Mama tried, and still we had so much love. We didn't have much going up, but still my smile. Whenever my heart was down, Mom and Dad lift. I thank you, Daddy, for your love. And I thank you, Mama, for your care. I thank you for your love. You show. Now I'm living on my own, not much time to come home. And when I do, I still feel that love is still real. You, Daddy, for your love. You, Mama, I thank you for your love. You show.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. There was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America. Stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting on arrival, fighting for survival. I mean it. When I analyze the stench, to me it makes a lot of sense. How the dreadlock rasta was a buffalo soldier.
was taken from Africa, brought to America, fighting on arrival, fighting for survival. Said he was a buffalo soldier, dreadlock Rasta, buffalo soldier. Wouldn't have to ask me, who the heck do you think I am? Sammy was a buffalo soldier with the war for America. Buffalo soldier, dreadlock Rasta, fighting on arrival, fighting for survival.
Recognize that one. It was originally Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier, and it was covered by Wayne LaValle and was on his latest CD, Trail of Tears. This weekend, I'm spinning tunes from contemporary Aboriginal artists. So far, we've heard from Sierra Noble, Donna Merrow, and Wayne LaValle. Now, let's get the country on. There are a couple of First Nation artists that have made it huge on the country scene, and that's Crystal Shawanda and Shane Yellowbird. Let's start with Crystal Shawanda. The young artist has the most amazing set of pipes I've ever heard. Her home is Wikwemekong, unceded First Nation on Manitoulin Island in Ontario, and Crystal also makes it a point to give back to her community and often talks to groups of First Nations youth. Here's You Can Let Go Now.
Wind blowing on my face, sidewalk flying beneath my bike. A five-year-old's first taste of what freedom's really like. He was running right beside me, his hand holding on the seat. I took a deep breath and hollered as I headed for a street. You can let go now, Daddy. You can let go. Oh, I think I'm ready to do this on my own. It's still a little bit scary, but I want you to know I'll be okay now, Daddy. You can let go. Standing at the altar, the two loves of my life. To one I've been a daughter, to one I soon would be a wife. When the preacher asked who gives this woman, Daddy's eyes filled up with tears. He kept holding tightly to my arm till I whispered in his ear, you can let go now, Daddy. You can let go. Oh, I think I stand and wait for nothing in that hospital room. You know he's only hanging on for you. That's what the night nurse said. My voice and heart were breaking as I crawled up in his bed and said, you can let go now, Daddy. You can let go. Your little girl is ready to do this on my own. It's gonna be a little bit scary, but I want you to know I'll be okay now, Daddy. You can let go. You can let go.
Hit lots of owner cars behind somebody's daddy's barn. Batteries draining, blasting those radios. Another long lost summer night out past some no trespassing signs. Burning time with friends I used to know. All the years are washed away, the voices, faces, and the leaves. Anytime I think about those days, I remember the music that was playing, the way we were singing right along. Still know every word by heart. Of the moment, the rhythm of that song, dancing underneath the stars. And I might forget some things we said and what we did when I think about the way it was back then. I remember the music. Don't know if it was you or me. Different roads of different dreams. All I know is someone said goodbye. Maybe we weren't ready yet to let go of our innocence. Guess we'll never know the reason why. The broken hearts, tears, and mistakes all vanish like a summer rain. When I close my eyes and see your face, I remember the music that was playing, the way we were singing right along. Still know every word by heart. I remember the feeling, the magic of the moment, the rhythm of that song, dancing underneath the stars. I might forget some things we said and what we did, but when I think about the way it was back then, I remember the music. You, I remember the music that was playing, the way we were singing right along. Still know every word by heart. I remember the feeling and the magic of the moment, the rhythm of that song, dancing underneath the stars. I remember the music. Yeah.
That was Shane Yellowbird with I Remember the Music. Yellowbird first burst onto the country music scene with the album Life is Calling My Name in 2006, from which the cut you just heard came from. And it garnered him 4 top 10 hit singles, plus the album led Shane to countless awards and accolades, including the coveted CCMA Award for Rising Star of the Year. And he also got Best Country Recording Award at the Native American Music Awards and the Aboriginal Entertainer of the Year Award at the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards. And he has his new CD out, It's About Time, and we'll play something from that CD soon on Bombsida. Now here's something from a few years back. It's the Wolfpack's Welcome to My World from their CD Every Little Thing, produced in 2003. The Wolfpack comprised of 5 brothers, Chad, Darren, Troy, Jason, and James Martin. And Jason Martin has since moved on to a solo career. Now here it is, Welcome to My World. We're going to move into more traditional music now. We're going to hear a cut from the Anishinaabe group, the Red Shadow Singers album Manitou Appi, a return to the center, ceremonial songs. Manitou Appi is the name of the album and is also named after an ancient sacred site in North America. The Red Shadow Singers say, since time immemorial, our nations have gathered on our sacred sites. They gather to share knowledge, medicines, ceremonies, and prophecies. Manitou Appi is one of the most ancient sacred sites, and the site hosts ancient petroforms and has hosted ceremonies for thousands and thousands of years. The site has also been a place of pilgrimage. Now here it is, Manitou Appi. Yeah! There are also women drummers and singers, though the women use hand drums. But women of some nations don't hand drum and sing. It's considered taboo. Now, so here's another Anishinaabe group. These are the Odemin Singers and another song in the language to honor women. It's called Anishinaabekwe and is a cut from their album, New Moon Medicine. Donnie Parenteau, Has What It Takes, which incidentally is the name of his newest album. And Donnie has released three albums since 2003, and this is without the backing of a major music label. The Saskatchewan man has garnered himself numerous provincial awards and national music nominations, including a 2008 Juno nomination for Best Aboriginal Album of the Year. Here's Belly Up.
There's a spot at the bottom of the hill. When the band starts playing, no one sits still. Come on in, there's no cover charge. Might be small, but we're living large. So get yourself a drink and raise your cup. Welcome everybody to Belly Up. Ow! Well, the owner of the club, his name is Joe. He owns another on the hill, in case you didn't know. The staff's always fun and the drinks are fair. Watch the bartender do tricks back there. Bob gets on the grill, heating things up. Welcome everybody to Belly Up. Oh, Belly Up. Belly Up. Raise your cup. Welcome to Belly Up. What you hear? Fill that dance floor from front to rear. This is the place to turn it up. Welcome everybody to Belly Up. Oh, Belly Up. Belly Up. Raise your cup. Welcome to Belly Up. Belly Up. Belly Up. Raise your cup.
On to some good old rock and roll. One of my favorites is Derek Miller from Six Nations in Ontario. I have never understood why his music doesn't get more mainstream airplay. He's a very talented musician who became interested in music in his early teens, and by the late 90s, Derek had toured with the iconic Buffy St. Marie, and his career skyrocketed, and he also won a Juno and a Canadian Aboriginal Music Award. And according to his website, after extensive touring, Derek found himself not only exhausted, but was also struggling with drug and alcohol dependency. He went to rehab and worked on himself for about a year after that to strengthen his spirit, body, and mind, and then began to work on his second album, Dirty Looks. Derek is one of the most dynamic and energetic performers I have ever had the pleasure to watch. He totally gives his whole self to his audience. So without further ado, here's a ballad-like piece from Dirty Looks, Ocean.
This beautiful ocean, a faraway heart, this kiss of devotion tears you apart. In the breath of a whisper, a moth burns in flames. I swear I surrender. I swear I surrender. Like a lonely heart that mingles all night long.
The traffic is pouring through streets gone mad. In the bells of your morning, does the world seem sad? Oh, don't look back. Don't look back. Like a lonely Ardemingo all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. All night long.
Just
That was Bounce from solo artist Inez. The young woman swept the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards in 2009 for her album Sing Soul Girl. She picked up Hardware for Best Album Cover, Pop Album of the Year, Best New Artist, and Single of the Year. And it's quite the accomplishment for the up-and-comer. She beat out the likes of legendary Buffy St. Marie and country sensation Crystal Shawanda. You've been listening to Bomb Siddell with Jennifer Ashwasage. Bomb Siddell is an Aboriginal news magazine program which includes current affairs, arts and entertainment in a cross-genre of music from Aboriginal artists. Bomb Siddell means walking together in the Anishinaabe language. Music for the program is courtesy of Burnt Project One. If you have comments or story ideas, visit my website at bombsedda.com. That's B-A-M-O-S-E-D-A. Thanks for listening to Bomb Siddell.